Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the section on the karamat of the awliya and the different types of assistance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to his friends. An Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu qal, lamma hadarat Uhudun da'ani abi min al-layli faqala, ma arani illa maqtoolan fi awwali min yuqtalu min ashabin nabiyy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa inni لا أترك بعدي أعز علي منك غير نفس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن علي دينا فقضي واستوصي بأخواتك خيرا فأصبحنا فكان أول قتيلا ودفنت معه آخر في قبره ثم لم تطب نفسي أن أتركه مع آخر فاستخرجته بعد 6 أشهر فإذا هو كيوم وضعته غير أذنه فجعلته في قبر على حدة رواه البخاري. Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu narrates, at Uhud my father called me at night and he said that I think I will be from amongst the first of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be killed. So the night, at night before the battle, he called his son. Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu says that my father had called me and he told me this. Now look at the thinking of Sahaba, that how they would think. The thing that they were worried about is that, have I fulfilled my responsibilities? Have I fulfilled my duties? Have I done what I need to do between myself and Allah? They're giving their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet they worried whether they have fulfilled their responsibilities between themselves and Allah Pak, and have they fulfilled the responsibilities between themselves and fellow people. So now he called his son, Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, says that my father Abdullah, he had called me, and this is what he told me, that I think that I will be from amongst the first of the Sahaba to be killed, apart from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, apart from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will not be leaving behind anyone more beloved to me than you. So now he's addressing his son. He said, apart from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I won't be leaving anybody that's more beloved to me than you. And this expression of love to his son. Look at the amount of love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell your own son that more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is nobody. In other words, after him, then you are coming. So now he goes on to say, I have some debts which you should repay and treat your sisters well. So the first thing he's concerned about is, there are some debts that I have. I'm owing some people money. How can I repay these people? How can I sort out these debts? Now he's worried about it. He's telling his son that I got some debts to repay. The next thing he says is, treat your sisters well. But when I go, I'll leave behind you will have sisters. They are weak. They are women. You should take care of them. You should look after them. Treat them very well. This was the next nasihat or wasiyah that he made to his son. The next morning, he was the first to be killed. Just like he predicted, like that he was the first to be killed. I buried him together with another person in a grave. So in other words, I put him and another person in one qabr. Subsequently, I was unhappy to leave him with someone else, so I removed his body after 6 months. He said, I didn't feel comfortable that I had to give my father a qabr like that, where he had to share with somebody else. I felt that he deserved to have his own qabr. So after 6 months, what I did, he explains, after 6 months, I removed his body. Apart from his ear, his body was exactly as it had been on the day when I first buried him. Exactly, totally intact. Now we know how hot it gets there in those lands, how difficult the terrain is, how quickly our body would decompose. But this is the barakat of a shaheed. It doesn't happen every single time, but often it happens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows that sign also of life to be seen on the body of the shaheed, to such an extent that if it were to be, the cover had to be dug up, you will see it. It doesn't necessarily have to happen for us to see it. In other words, it doesn't have to physically happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often makes it happen as a sign for us, so that we can see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even preserving the body of a shaheed. So he says, after 6 months I had dug it up, and it was exactly like that. I then placed him in a separate grave. I now took my father's body and put it in a separate qabr. Just one or two masail from here, that it is permissible if a person has been buried. Now, can we exhume the body? And for whatever necessary reason is, can we exhume it? If we show that the body is not decomposed, normally within 3 days. If the body is not decomposed, then it can be dug and it can be moved. For example, if a person may have buried it in the wrong site, that site belongs to somebody else. And now later on he found out that it's somebody else's cupboard there, and now they are not happy that this body is buried there. For some other valid reason there is. Now if we are sure that the body is not decomposed, then it is permissible to dig up that cupboard and now take out that body and move it somewhere else. One other thing we learn from this hadith is that the concern and the worry of Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, firstly for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the expression of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they wasiyat also to their children, how they must conduct themselves after they are gone. So we should also think that apart from only worrying about the dunya of our children, the thing that we should worry about is what about the akhirat of my children, and what about their well-being as far as taking care of their relatives are concerned, taking care of their sisters are concerned. All these things are the primary concern more than the wealth also of the children. And Anas radiallahu anhu, أن رجلين من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرجا من عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ليلة مظلمة ومعهما مثل المصباحين بين أيديهما فلما افترقا صار مع كل واحد منهما واحد حتى أتى أهله رواه البخاري. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that two Sahaba of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم once left his company on a dark night. Now we must know that, think of it, at that time there was no street lights, there was no torches as we have torches, there was no lights coming from the houses, there was no lights coming from the cars. So when it's dark, it's very, very dark, extremely dark, pitch dark, as though a person is in a complete farm. There is no light at all, it is dark. So he's explaining that two Sahaba left the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a dark night with something like two bright lamps in front of them. Allah Pak had made it such, it was as though there was two bright lights in front of them. As they were walking, this lamp was moving. In front of these two Sahaba, they had just left Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they parted ways, now they were moving together, so that bright lamp was in front of them. One lamp was in front of them as they were walking. Now when they parted ways, each of one of them had his own lamp until he reached his family. So this was the miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made. They left the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were taking celestial light, they were taking ruhani light from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by being in his company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave the Sahaba physical light. In other words, that light also to see the physical part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also had blessed him. So anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this to show us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at times he helps and he assists his pious through unknown ways, unseen ways, ways that we can't even fathom, that we can't even understand. Therefore the ayat of the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That person who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who brings taqwa in his life, he brings a barrier between himself and anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will Allah Pak do in return for him? يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Pak will find a way out for him from every difficulty, every hardship. Allah Pak will find a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah Pak will start providing for him from ways that he never even thought of, he never even imagined. Allah Pak will make avenues open up for this person who has brought the taqwa in his life. May Allah Pak grant all of us the taqwa. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.